Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Coming to you this morning from the Powell Broadcasting Radio Studios on the north side of Sioux City, Iowa, in the Indian Hills neighborhood. On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, we'd like to thank our program sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. Folks, the start of the school year is on the precipice just around the corner. Folks, we need to pay attention to driving to work now. We're going to have kids walking to school and waiting for school buses, and so we ask you to be extra attentive, especially for those younger kids starting preschool or kindergarten or those early grades in elementary school. Drive a little slower, leave yourself a little more time, and let's keep an eye out for the kids in our Siouxland community. This morning, our guest at Grow Siouxland is a gentleman from Omaha, someone who has spent an awful lot of time in our Siouxland community over the last couple of years evaluating this market. His name is Dave Poole. Dave is an executive in aviation coming to us from Omaha, an executive with a company called Oracle Aviation at the Millard Airport. Mr. Poole, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for coming in. Thank you for spending a little time traveling up I-29 to join us. We appreciate it very much. And Dave, you're a first-time guest on the radio program, and we like to provide an opportunity for our guests to introduce themselves to the KSCJ listening audience. And we generally do so by beginning with some of your background. Tell us about where you grew up.
Great. Well, thank you. And thanks to the listening audience for tuning in this morning. I grew up right down the river in Council Bluffs, born and raised there in Council Bluffs, Iowa, and graduated high school in 93.
Okay, now back up. We pause for a moment there. We're very familiar with Council Bluffs because we compete against them in so many different things. Where did you go to high school in Council Bluffs?
Went to high school at St. Albert High School. Actually, okay. St. Albert kindergarten through graduation.
And if memory serves, didn't they win a state baseball title a year ago?
Yes, we did. Pretty excited about that.
Yeah, good for you guys.
Thank you, yeah.
And what were you involved with in terms of activities at St. Albert? Were you a theater person, a debate person, an athletic person, and all the above kind of guy?
You know, it's kind of a nice thing being a smaller school. You get to touch a lot of different things. Sports were definitely a part of it. I was a three-sport guy, football, wrestling, and track back in my younger, slimmer days. And
yeah, you and me, yep. Both.
And a lot of time in student government also. That a lot of interest in history and government academically, which led me to my major in college, and really enjoyed being a part of all that.
Were you a good student?
Better in high school than I was in college. Got a little distracted along the way there, but yeah, it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed our teachers and our classmates.
Shout out to the folks at Council Bluffs St. Albert. And after graduating from high school, what was next?
My interest was actually in flying professionally and flying for the military. I went to the University of Iowa as a member of the Air Force ROTC unit there, hoping to fly for a living for the military. I was involved with ROTC for 2 years, at which time I found out, unfortunately, with my eyesight, I did not qualify as a flight crew member. So did a lot of thinking about that and trying to decide what I wanted to do with my future. Decided to get out of the ROTC program and focus on flying independently in general aviation, which frankly led me to where I am now.
It's an interesting path. And tell me, before we get into your professional development, Do you still have family in Council Bluffs?
I do. Three of my four siblings and my father, and then all the extended family and everything. We're a several generation family in that town, and proud to be here.
And do you now call home on the Council Bluffs Iowa side or the Omaha, Nebraska side?
Council Bluffs. There are definitely Iowa license plates on my truck.
However, your Oracle Aviation facility is in Millard.
Yes.
Near Omaha. Correct. Suburb, essentially, of
Southwest
Omaha.
Southwest Omaha, yes.
And we're going to talk about that extensively in the second half of the program. But before we get there, so you spent a number of years in Iowa City. You're focused on general aviation. Yep. You've learned that military aviation is not going to be part of your career path. What did you then decide? Did you decide I want to be a airport manager, or how did that process go?
So at the time, becoming a pilot was still very much on the forefront, and I developed a strong interest actually through the ROTC program in rotary aviation, helicopters.
Okay, so let me, because I'm sure there are listeners that are thinking the same question I'm about to ask. Was your sight such that you still qualified for aviation as a civilian, but it disqualified you from aviation in the armed services.
Correct. So in the civilian world, as long as your vision, much like driving a car, is correctable to 20/20 with glasses or contacts or potentially even something like LASIK, you can still get your license. In the military, at least at the point in time when I was coming through, there was a large interest in becoming a pilot. So the Air Force could be a little bit more selective. And if you had vision that was of a certain point, even though it was correctable to begin flight school, you just didn't qualify.
No, I understand. So you changed your focus and?
And got really involved in helicopter aviation. Iowa Western Community College in Council Bluffs actually had a helicopter flight program at the time that I just began flying with after graduation and got a handful of flights in and on the way to my private pilot license when that program unfortunately shut down. During that time, I got my first job in aviation at Elliott Aviation at Epley Airfield in Omaha, where I met my current business partner, Bob Negus. And first job was literally just pumping gas on airplanes, working on the ramp. But it's great exposure, great entry-level job, and kind of where you earn your stripes in this business. So it was a great way to get going.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ 1360 AM, 94.9 FM. Our guest today is Dave Poole, who is an executive with Oracle Aviation in Millard, Nebraska, just outside of Omaha. And Dave, backing up to the University of Iowa, did you finish at Iowa or did you then totally change paths?
Nope, I did. I stayed on. I got my bachelor's degree at Iowa, political science and an emphasis in history, which initially interested me just from what I'd learned in high school and my roles in student government there. And then I just thought it was a good way to be a good, well-rounded business person and a member of the community.
So no doubt about that. Did you head back to Omaha or Council Bluffs at that time, picked up a desire and interest for flying helicopters? They discontinued the program. So can you fly a helicopter? Sure. Could you fly a helicopter? How far did that process go?
So interestingly, I waited around for about a year working at the airport, hoping that the program might restart. And when it didn't, I actually moved to San Diego with an old friend from high school who'd gotten a job in San Diego and spent about 5 years out there hoping to continue my flight training out there. It's an awful lot more expensive to learn and fly in California than it is here in Iowa. So it took me a few years to save up some money. But then I started flying in Carlsbad, California, at a company called Civic Helicopters, where I got through the solo in the helicopter and spent a lot of time in the air. Loved it, but I knew the ultimate goal was to come back here to Iowa. And frankly, there's just not a lot of helicopter work here. So I shifted my focus and decided to move home and thought maybe I'll get involved in flying airplanes at that point. And even if it's just for fun.
And so you made the transition then from a rotary pilot to fixed wing. And did you do that right there in Council Bluffs, Omaha?
I did, actually, and started out at the Council Bluffs Airport. I was working a sales job at the time, shortly before I transitioned back to the airport. Aviation was just one of those things that I couldn't shake. It kind of gets in your system, and I had a really successful sales job that I enjoyed for a software company, but couldn't get away from the airplanes. And so I went back to work at the airport, went to work at TAC Air, and ended up in management, thinking that that would be a good way for me to network while I was getting my pilot ratings. And over a course of time, I realized that I really enjoyed, you know, the management side of the house, the business side. And I had a lot of the older pilots that said, hey, kid, you're good at what you're doing. Keep doing that and fly for fun if you want to fly. And that really kind of stuck with me. I get to see and touch the aircraft all day. I get to work with the pilots. But one of the nice things, I get to sleep in my own bed. So it just turned out to be a perfect situation for me and glad everything worked out the way that it did.
So that explains how you transitioned into executive management in this aviation industry. Tell us about your relationship with Oracle and how that emerged.
Sure. So as I mentioned before, my business partner and I met at Elliott in the late 90s. Bob was an aircraft salesman at Elliott who had actually started the same way that I did years ago, just pumping gas on airplanes. We worked together for a lot of years and over a few different roles and a few different time frames, and ended up selling airplanes together for a few years for just an independent company that Bob started. And then he had always had an interest in the Millard Airport. He learned to fly there when he was in high school.
Is he an Omaha?
He's an Omaha guy, yeah. Okay. He actually grew up right up the street, literally three blocks up the street from the Millard Airport where we now work. And so he always had a soft spot for the airport and said, how can we get involved at Millard? The airport was really dying on the vine at the time, and we needed to revitalize that airport.
And that airport certainly, it needed new life breathed into it, and you and Bob did exactly that.
Absolutely. We spoke with the Omaha Airport Authority. The existing operator that was on the field had been there for 42 years prior to us becoming involved at Millard, and had been a really good operator, but in his older age had hit a point where he kind of quit trying to improve with the rest of the technology, the rest of the amenities, and the rest of the capabilities in the business. And so the airport was really dying on the vine down there. So when he ended up retiring, the city put out the Millard operation to bid. We were one of the 10 companies that was initially interested, and one of the three finalists. And we were actually chosen by the Omaha Airport Authority unanimously to take over operations at the Millard Airport right at the end of 2014.
And you really did have a Herculean task ahead of you, but you breathed new life into that facility, have been recognized multiple times as the Nebraska Aviation Airport of the Year. Mm-hmm. Things are going really well.
Really well. Bob, my business partner, often says if he had sat in the parking lot and just watched the traffic for about a month or two before we took over, he probably wouldn't have done it. We did not realize just how badly the airport was in need of new blood and new activity. So we went in and just chipped along and added capabilities, added personnel, added aircraft and equipment, and really tried to revitalize the airport and be an advocate for the community and build it into what it is now. And yes, we were a two-time winner so far of the Nebraska Airport of the Year. Very proud of that because we were nominated by the flying public for that role.
So congratulations. And tell us a little bit about the services that you offer at Oracle Aviation in Millard.
So we're what's called a full-service fixed-base operation. We offer basically every type of service that a general aviation aircraft would need, from fuel to hangar, maintenance and avionics services, aircraft sales, aircraft charter, and a flight school is one of the biggest pieces of this. Flight instruction just brings a massive amount of lifeblood and activity to any airfield. And we're very proud that we're one of the two flight training partners with University of Nebraska at Omaha, which is a long time, very successful collegiate aviation program. And we love working with UNO and having all those students come out and training both the UNO population and also just general independent students as well. About half of our students are people that just come in off the street that are of a variety of ages, from about 16 up through their 60s, that have just always wanted to learn how to fly. And we love working with those people.
And, you know, Dave, it's interesting because I think that is the segue into you and your business partner, Bob Negus, looking to the north and saying, hey, we think there's an opportunity to increase activity at the Sioux Gateway Airport, Brigadier General Bud Day Field. And after a short commercial break, we're going to talk extensively about your interest in the Siouxland aviation market. You're listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest today, an executive with Oracle Aviation, Dave Poole. And after this short message, we'll be back with Mr. Poole to talk about Oracle Aviation's interest in Siouxland and expanding aviation operations in our community. We'll be right back.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Madsen, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. So pleased that you've elected to spend part of your Saturday morning with us. We're in late August. This is the time of year where everybody's getting ready to go back to school, and so we wish everyone a great start to the new academic year. Our guest today at Grow Siouxland is Mr. Dave Poole. Dave is an executive with Oracle Aviation located in the Omaha area. after rebuilding and revitalizing the Millard Airfield as a fixed-based operation. He and his business partner, Mr. Bob Negus, both longtime veterans of the aviation industry, took a look at the Siouxland market and said, I think there's an opportunity in Siouxland as well. And Dave, thank you again for being our guest today. Tell us a little bit about the initial interest in Siouxland. And when you began to have those discussions, I know you were received so favorably because people were excited to think there may be an opportunity to increase activity.
Absolutely. About 2.5 years ago, we were fortunate to meet some folks from the Sioux City area, business and other organizational leaders that had expressed a certain amount of concern with the lack of activity here at the airport in Sioux City. And so we started to do a lot of research and realized kind of with a certain amount of alarm that of all the towered airfields, which I believe there are about 260 in the United States, Sioux City Airport is fourth from the bottom in terms of overall activity. Obviously, the more we looked at the airfield and what an incredible infrastructure there is here and a really unique place to operate out of, we realized that the best way to make sure that the operations at the airport are sustainable are to find a way to increase the takeoff and landing count, which drives a lot of the significance with the FAA and will help such things as keeping the tower around and keeping the guard here and a lot of the other businesses, the airlines, the ability to operate here at the airfield. So as our team looked at this and we said, well, what can we do to help in Sioux City? Obviously, especially with our background, the first thing we looked at is a flight school.
Because regardless of whether it's a major aircraft, a commercial aircraft, a military aircraft, or a little Cessna 172 learning to fly, each time you take off and land, it counts as a movement.
That's exactly correct. And so, you know, the guard airplanes are a great example of these large airplanes that are wonderful to have here. But they move around much slower than we can operate the Cessnas or any other aircraft in the training fleet, and we can really maximize the takeoffs and landings each day here. So once we got to look at that, we started to look at partnerships like we have in Omaha with the University of Nebraska at Omaha and the maintenance school at Iowa Western and Council Bluffs. And we said, well, why can't that be replicated in Sioux City? It's a wonderful community with a lot of opportunity. So we were fortunate to meet John Reinders from Morningside University and Terry Merle from Western Iowa Tech. And over a couple of years of discussions where we had the Morningside staff in particular down multiple times to our facility and see how we engage with our students. And we got really excited to be able to formulate a program with both colleges to create a professional pilot and aviation management program at Morningside, which would both be four-year degree fields, and then aviation maintenance program at Western Iowa Tech for people that want to learn how to work on airplanes.
Okay, and so to clarify, Dave, Oracle Aviation is now working with Morningside University.
Yes.
On both offering a four-year degree in aviation, which is for pilots, mm-hmm. as well as aviation management for individuals who may not want to fly but may want to be involved in the aviation industry.
Absolutely. And that was very important to us in that of while pilots are always the kind of the shiny thing in the industry that everybody looks at, only about 10% of the jobs in professional aviation are actually flying an aircraft. So it's important that we can have opportunities for people that want to do other things as well.
And so in addition to that relationship with Morningside University on the aviation and aviation management side, you've also facilitated a relationship with Dr. Terry Merle and Western Iowa Tech Community College on aviation or airplane maintenance.
Yes, as much as the pilot shortage is making a lot of things in the news right now with all the cancellations and the craziness we're seeing in the airline world, the thing that people don't realize is the maintenance shortage is as significant, if not more so. So what we see here is an opportunity to bring, you know, excellent training and education for high tech, in demand, high paying jobs here to Siouxland. And that is something that really excites us. And again, as we did at Millard, we want to be an advocate for the aviation community here, both in Sioux City and throughout the region.
And is there synergy that becomes part of the relationship between Morningside and UNO and Oracle North and Oracle South and Does this all fit together well?
Fits together really nicely. One of the things that I noticed right away in both looking at the map and, frankly, making the drive is our two facilities are close enough that they're very much mutually supportive, but far enough apart that these programs don't cannibalize from each other. So I know that the Morningside team has met with UNO and really worked very well and professionally on, you know, having a new player come to the region, because again, we're far enough away that it doesn't necessarily impact UNO, and we can keep students from the Sioux City area and all of Siouxland here in Sioux City, which is a very important thing to us, keeping talent here in town and not letting it get away to other places.
You mentioned that there's not only tremendous demand that we hear about in the news all the time. In fact, the United States Senate and Senator Grassley specifically has introduced legislation to extend the mandatory retirement for commercial pilots from 65 years old to 67. The Siouxland Chamber of Commerce is supporting this legislation for obvious reasons. But there's also a demand for maintenance and for people who may be interested, or for moms and dads or grandpas and grandmas who are saying, wow, this sounds like the perfect opportunity for my son or daughter. How do they learn more about your programs?
The best thing to do is contact us either via phone or email or through our website, which is oracleaviation.com. Our phone number at Millard is 402-934-5300. And just ask for Dave. I would be happy to answer any questions and kind of explain to people what the industry has to offer and opportunities. One of the things that means a lot to us in aviation is legacy. And we're very excited to be able to help the next generation along and really see that as our role here, is to create the next generation of aviators that'll operate both here in the community locally, but also around the country and frankly around the world.
And although we're on the precipice of a new academic year, we're about one full year away from both of these programs at Morningside and Western Iowa Tech. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So if you're interested in those programs, you can contact Morningside University. You can contact Western Iowa Tech. And then, of course, if you'd like to learn more about Oracle Aviation and speak with Dave Poole, his telephone number is 402-934-5300. Again, Dave Poole at Oracle Aviation, 402-934-5300. And then there are contacts at Morningside University. President John Reinders has moved on. He began his retirement earlier this summer. But the leadership team there, led by Chris Spicer, until the new president joins us, has been actively engaged. And of course, Dr. Terry Merle at Western Iowa Tech Community College, they'd be happy to answer your questions as well. Dave, thanks so much for spending time with us, making the trip up, and visiting with us about Oracle Aviation.
Thank you, Chris. Look forward to working with everybody up here in the community.
Well, we're happy to have you, and hope you enjoyed our program. Go out and make it a great weekend. We'll be back on Gros Siouxland 1 week from today at 8:05 a.m. Make it a great weekend.